You're on the run home with Jules and Sats, filling in for Joel and Fletch. I thought I saw Joel bouncing around outside just a moment ago. His face was glowing after that peel, and he's still got the cotton buds in between the toes as well, so he's walking on his heels.
He's got that red, raw face after the peel.
But I tell you what, after 2 days, once it settles down, he'll be glistening. We are brought to you thanks to our great mates at Hyundai, the all-new Hyundai Starry Load. It fits in everything, and KO your team every game, every round, on KO Sports. Now, let's talk a bit of the game they play in heaven. So, as we do that, thanks to Breakout River Meats, 100% Australian meat, locally produced from Cowra. Cowra is Royce Simmons' territory.
Yeah.
Cowra, New South Wales. Been a long time since I've spoken to our next guest. He's a good fella. He's looking forward to culture around in the Super Rugby. I don't think he likes baths either. Andrew Swain. Hello, Swainy.
Now, more of a shower guy, Jules.
Yeah.
Good to chat, mate.
Yeah, how you been?
Yeah, good, mate. I'm just currently overlooking Suncorp Stadium, and she's a little bit drizzly at the moment, but hopefully it finds up a little bit later.
Hey, Swainy, does it look chopped up from Magic Round last week?
Yeah, I've got to say, around the edges, she's very muddy. She's very muddy around the edges, but on the actual field, it doesn't look too bad. I think the ground staff have done a very good job this week turning it around for the Reds game tonight against Moana Pacifica.
Now, before we get into those games, some news overnight, Swainy, and World Rugby, that being the 20-minute red card, dead after the World Rugby Council rejected that experiment to give it a global trial. Good news?
Yeah, well, look, I am a bit torn on this one because I can see the point. I can see the point why they wouldn't want this one. And up in the Northern Hemisphere for the last, you know, a few years, they've been really, really, really strong on penalising and going really hard on heavy contact and high contact. So, you know, when someone gets penalised and sent off or red carded for a high shot or for contact to the head, they want to see them off for the whole game. Whereas down here, we've been very, very keen on not ruining the spectacle. So I can see both sides of the argument. And look, I think that One of the key stats out of it all is that teams that have had red cards this year in Super Rugby, 60% of them have still won the game. So, you know, that's, they up in World Rugby don't think that that is being harsh enough on foul play, and so they want to throw it out. And I can understand that too.
Now, Swainy, great news throughout the week with the World Cup announced for both the men's and the women's for the Rugby World Cup in Australia. Now, I thought rugby for a lot of years, they started to lose that battle where they're losing that good young talent. Swainy, coming through the GPS systems, the school systems, the NRL clubs are signing them up at 16 years of age. But they've started to win that battle back a little bit. Now, with the naming of the World Cup for 2027, do you feel as though that Rugby Australia should or will start targeting NRL players that have had that rugby background through school?
Yeah, it's a really tricky one, Sats, because I think that, you know, when we think about back to 2003 when we had the World Cup here in Australia and John O'Neill and the Rugby Australia hierarchy, they spent a lot of cash getting Matt Rogers, getting Lottie Takiri, getting Wendell Saylor into the game. And those guys, man, they turned the turnstiles, didn't they? They sold tickets, but they had to spend a lot of cash to get them here. And I think one of the big key, things out of winning the World Cup has been one of the messages, key messages, has been that, you know, we want to make sure we spend the money right, invest in the grassroots and invest in the young talent in schools and things like that. And so for them to come out then and say, we want to spend money on some NRL stars, it's kind of a bit of counterproductive, I think. It's a little contradictory. You know, having said that, a lot of the stars that are playing NRL at the moment have rugby backgrounds and have come from those GPS schools. So maybe the way that they are thinking is that we just want to get them back on this side of the fence. So there's a bit of, you know, I can see the theory around that. But yeah, I really hope that they spend the money investing in purely community rugby in the grassroots and bring some of the kids through that way.
Really looking forward to this game the weekend between the Blues and the Brumbies. And great news too for the ACT team this week. Nick White, Swainy, has signed a one-year extension. He's going to stay with them until the end of 2023. How big is that for our World Cup push next year?
Yeah, really big. Nick White's been one of our standouts. And in fact, I think he probably starts for the Wallabies this year against England at scrum half. I know everyone talks about Tate McDermott and how much of an impact player he is. I still think Nick White's probably the safe bet to start with. He's got, I think, a bit of a stronger kicking game. Having said that, Tate McDermott coming off the bench for the last 20, he injects some real electricity. But, yeah, it's great news for the Brumbies as well that Nick White is staying on. And he's on to the World Cup as well. And this is going to be a belter tomorrow night at Canberra Stadium, at GIO Stadium. It's a top-of-the-table clash. You know, this is the real yardstick for the Brumbies. They couldn't quite put it all together against the Crusaders last week. Their last 15 minutes was brilliant against the Crusaders, but they want to have put in an 80-minute performance this week, I think, the Brumbies, and that's what it'll take to beat this Blues team who, you know, I think they're on a 10-game winning streak now. They are freakish. They've got some real talent across the park, the Blues, and they're awesome to watch too. So it should be an entertaining clash in the capital, which has also got some pretty interesting things happening tomorrow night as well.
Oh, the weather. The weather's just starting to dip, isn't it? Also down the nation's capital. Now Swaney, the three Aussie sides last week, they went down to Kiwi sides. Close margins. Now, is it promising for the Australian sides, or did you find it a little bit disappointing that we couldn't get the chocolates there in a couple of them?
Yeah, look, I think we had that really successful weekend against them 2 weeks ago, and I just think the bounce back factor was always going to be there. It is disappointing that the Aussie teams didn't keep the foot on the throat. You're right, there were some really close margins. The Brumbies could have come back and won that game against the Crusaders.
Totally.
The Tars probably should have won at Leichhardt. I reckon they should have won that game at Leichhardt. They gave up a pretty handy lead at halftime. And then the Rebels, I mean, no one gave them a chance against the Chiefs in Melbourne on Sunday. But the fact that it took a last-second try from the Chiefs to win that game speaks volumes. So the gap has definitely closed on this Australia-New Zealand. I think there's no disputing that now. The gap is closed. We've just got to be more consistent in getting those victories.
Well, we hope the Reds will bounce back, will return to the winner's circle. They need one too tonight, you mentioned, against Moana Pacifica. Wilson McWright back for them. We spoke to Darren Colburn on the program yesterday. He's a ripper bloke, Darren Colburn. Sort of guy that you could just have a beer with, you know, even just from talking to him for 5 minutes. But he sort of conceded that maybe top four's out of reach for the Tars. There's a few changes. Of course, Michael Hooper returns for the men in blue. But do you also feel that kind of throws the shackles off a bit? That can play a bit more free-flowing football? Because I think this game against the Highlanders, it'll be close, but I think it's there for the taking.
Yeah, it's definitely there for the taking. And you're absolutely right. The fact that they got Hooper back, they've actually, now that they're pretty well locked into that eight, I reckon the Waratahs now, I think that you can, yeah, throw the shackles off a bit, have a crack. They've been able to rest Charlie Gamble and Jed Holloway, who've been real workhorses for them this year. You know, and if they come away with the win, you know, and momentum, that's good. But if they lose, not all is lost because they're still in the finals and they can have a red hot crack. It just depends on who you want to play in the finals. Now, I reckon, I've got a sneaking suspicion,
yes,
the Tars would love to play the Brumbies in the final, which would be disappointing for Australian rugby. You don't want to knock knock the Aussie teams out, Aussie teams knocking each other out. It does guarantee one, and it also, it means the Tars don't have to travel, the Brumbies don't have to travel, and it also, you're right, it guarantees one through to the next round, and that is just such a spicy matchup too. They've got such a great history, those two teams, so I reckon that could be on the cards in the next couple of weeks.
Swaney, really quickly, 1 vs 2, Blues versus Brumbies, you spoke about earlier on. What are you anticipating crowd-wise?
Yeah, I reckon the Brumbies will definitely bring some crowd to Canberra tomorrow night. It's an interesting night, isn't it? Because it's election night in the capital as well. So I wonder, you've got to cast your vote. Do you want to be a Brumbies supporter, or do you want to sit on your backside and watch the election count? I know what I'd rather be doing. So I reckon they'll get a healthy crowd there tomorrow night, hopefully over 10,000.
We'll wait and see. Swaney, always good to catch up, mate. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rah-rah over the weekend, won't you?
Great to chat, boys. Have a good weekend.
There he is, a good fella, Andrew Swain from Stan Sport. And he's brought to you by our great mates at Breakout River Meats, 100% Australian meat from Cowra, a beautiful part of the world, Cowra, New South Wales. Only found sets at your local independent butcher. Keep those calls and texts coming in. The Ryko Filters open line 1300 01 1170. And the text line, we'll catch up with all of those after the break, 0457 736 736.